Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blacktop Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. How are they doing it? By being pros. It's that simple. They show up on time. You guys agree to a time. It's when they show up. They'll be there. And they're going to stay on budget. So when it's all said and done, everybody's on the same page. Blacktop Movement can handle it, whether you're moving in Memphis, out of Memphis, cross town, cross country. Let them handle that move for you. It's the only moving company I'd ever use. I've used them twice. If I ever get put out, I'll use them again. 316-6196 is the number. It's Blacktop Movement. They're changing movement in the city of Memphis. Before we get to Respect Burgers and then Jeff Kyle Gans, do want to shout out a couple of NFL performances yesterday. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-0. Nada, zilch.
They don't need congratulations for beating that wimp team.
My Lord. And then they unveiled the brand new audible on us. This never works. This never works.
Stop. I was going to give Patrick a respect burger for his Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah. Well, you certainly can do that, man. Patriots win Mike Vrabel's return game. No new coach bump for the Titans. They look like their normal sorry selves.
Cam out there turning over. But, again, it's all about tanking now.
It is about tanking. That's exactly right.
Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, they really don't have a choice. But
I guess if the goal was not to get embarrassed by Mike Vrabel, he failed.
Fail.
You got embarrassed.
New coach and all, still embarrassed.
L's a good thing.
The Giants allow 33 fourth quarter points to the Denver Broncos and lose 33-32. That is one for the ages. That is one for the ages. Imagine having Giants money line. You're like, we're up 33.
Brian should be demoted to quarterback's coach for the rest of his life probably for this one.
It wasn't quite 33. I think they were up 19-0 going into the fourth, but like three touchdowns and a quarter, pretty nuts. Denver just stays alive. I don't know how they do it.
Giants play soft. Went to prevent defense. Foolish.
Yep. There's no doubt about it. Cowboys put a whooping on the Commanders. That was
happy.
That was something.
Cowboys fans. Dak Prescott is having an unbelievable statistically year.
CeeDee Lamb back. They look good.
Was throwing that
offensively
thing
at least. Yeah. Jane Daniels hurt now.
Pickens been great all year.
Yep. Yes, he has. Yes, he absolutely has. 49ers moved to 5-2 behind Mac Jones on Saturday Night Football.
Shanahan's doing a good job.
He's doing the best coaching job in the NFL.
Is it the best of his career considering all the losses?
I think so.
Yeah.
No Fred Warner, no
seasonal. Yes.
Pearsall, no Bosa. Purdy, no Bosa. I mean, it just doesn't matter.
Back up for all these weeks?
Yeah. I
no Ayuk?
I mean, yeah. I think it's absolutely an unbelievable coach job. Bears beat the Saints.
I don't want to talk about it because we expect it now.
That's right. We barely
just keep moving, just like the Chiefs. Just you keep moving,
yes,
because you expect it. 4-0.
That's right. That's right. And then the Colts moved to 6-1. The Colts moved to 6-1 after beating up on the Chargers.
So real. When are you guys going to give the Colts the respect they deserve?
It has to be now. It has to be now.
Are they a threat to the Chiefs? Yes or no?
No.
Not the respect.
They're like second.
We were looking for.
They're a threat to the Bills for second best in the AFC.
Yeah, they're a threat to the Bills and everybody going for second.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you.
They're not. No one's beating the Chiefs.
They may be better than the Bills because the Bills don't have a defense.
I think that's totally fair. I mean, I would say I'd probably bet the Colts over the Bills.
They got the best running back in football right now.
That's right.
He's having the best season.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Saquon's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But he's up there.
And don't forget Rico Dowdle.
Who?
He got more carries than Chuba.
But it's a two-man backfield again,
It is, but they need to recognize.
They're not going to trade. They just paid Chuba, did they not?
They did, but, you know, it's a sunk cost at this point, and I'm sure there's ways out of that contract.
I think your Rico Dowdle's best days fantasy output behind him. Don't start him again.
I'm starting him again. I'm never going to give up on Rico. Buckle up.
Okay.
Anyway, that's your NFL report for what week? Week 7. We've got Buccaneers Lions tonight. Texans Seahawks, one of those dastardly doubleheaders.
Bucks Lions is slick awesome.
I mean, it's an awesome game, a banger game.
Lions. We don't have anything going here. We don't have any extra juice going on this one. Just the excitement's regular.
Are you asking me if I have a bet on it?
That's what I'm asking.
I do.
And it's gonna. You don't have to get so serious. You're concerned about it. This one you're worried about. I can tell by the way your hands start.
It's going to determine my week whether I'm a winner or a loser.
Feels like there's a lot riding on it.
There's a lot riding on it. Who do you think I have?
Boy.
Who do you think my bet's on tonight?
Well, you're wearing green. Not that that means anything.
But the team's playing are blue and red.
You didn't wear your Raiders stuff today.
They got three first downs, man.
You wear your Raiders stuff 5 days.
I can't wear it for three first downs, bro.
Well, you're embarrassed, like some of those Tigers fans were.
I have the Lions -4.5.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be able to figure it out. I don't know if you're on that Baker train.
I'm fading them. Fading Baker.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see if
it does make it a little more exciting.
I'll
be pulling for you.
I'm not excited to do it. This is the second time I faded Baker this year. I got away with it against the Eagles, but he made it very stressful at the end.
Well, does he have Mike Evans back or not?
He does get Mike Evans back tonight. He does. Mm. He also might have Igbuka. And this Lions secondary just got carved up.
You're giving Baker more weapons than he's had.
Yeah.
When he's won.
But the Lions off a loss. This is like their season. So, either way.
That's a good one.
And then you have this Texans-Seahawks game, which, disgusting. Disgusting.
Okay, Tom Bowen, calm down.
Good. Yeah.
Good God.
That's good.
That's what I said when I saw this doubleheader.
That's a JSN special right there. A beautiful thing can come out of that. I mean, Seahawks are.
I'm not staying up for this one.
Seahawks are a respectable outfit. They're just nobody considers them
a
threat.
I like the Seahawks a lot. It's the Texans who I have the issue with.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the total's 41.5.
JSN is a connection.
It's going to be really difficult to go from watching Bucks Lions to Texans Seahawks because it's going to be like a game where there's 100 points to teams that like have never played football before offensively. It's just going to be a good, disgusting, gross game. Once upon a time, I would have said a C.J. Stroud doubleheader I'm all in on.
Yeah.
But I can't watch it in 2025, man.
Bears, Ravens, go.
Lamar back?
That's the word.
Yeah, y'all gonna get put down this week.
That's tough. That's tough.
Lamar's back, but that's all right. Y'all have clearly become one of the more improved units.
Yeah, you're better. You're good. You're good.
Yeah,
you're not. Bears were also 4-2 last year.
They were. And that's when the fail Mary happened.
Oh, that was the Washington game.
We were 4-2.
We reversed that already. You got that one. That you buried that bone.
It's a different juju. It's a different mojo.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. You have real coaching now.
Yeah, we'll preview week 8 after tomorrow.
Well, that's a little excited about it.
Well, the Commanders, by the way, look like piss. I know that Dallas looked great.
How is Jaden?
I mean, I think he's going to he's expected to miss at least a week.
Yeah.
Key to their season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're toast.
But they're 3-4 now. They look like a mess.
Yep.
Can't believe they made the NFC Championship game unless you're kind of nuts.
All the magic. They just caught it all. Perfect storm.
That's exactly right. Yep. That's exactly right. All right, we'll come back. Respect Burgers and Jeff Calkins. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
John, I want you to know something that Brad and I met before the show. And we talked. And we determined that we saw the greatest game of baseball played by one man that's ever been played. And maybe that we'll ever see again. Now, we would have included you on that conversation. But the Yankees are out of it.
Thank you.
That's your team.
Sorry, John. Sorry.
But you are a man that sees everything in the sports world. So I know it even resonated, right?
Yeah.
Probably did in your world. Shohei Ohtani.
Mm.
Some have compared Travis Hunter to him. That's a disservice. It's a slap in Shohei's face, isn't it? Even though Travis actually had a good game as a receiver this weekend. You see it, Johnny caught his first touchdown.
Yep.
It ain't the same.
No. No. Mm. No, 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 no. Not the same.
3 for 3. 3 home runs and a walk. Oh, by the way, he pitched 6 shutout innings and 10 strikeouts on the mound. This is a playoff game. Here's some stats for you. Only 12 hitters had ever hit 3 home runs in a postseason game. Only 12 in the history of baseball. Only 26 pitchers had ever recorded 10 strikeouts, 2 or less hits, and no runs in a postseason start. Shohei Ohtani became the first man to do both in the same game.
That's silly.
I said this to Brad, and he quickly corrected me, and he's right. He was right to do so.
Oh.
I said, we'll never see it again. No one else will do this. Brad said, someone could.
Yeah,
could
I think Shohei. So. I think he'll do it again.
Shohei could do it again. He's right.
He could.
If this is going to be Babe Ruth never did anything like this. No. If it's going to be done again, it could be done by Shohei Ohtani. That is what we're dealing with.
He hit it out of the park. Like, when we say out of the park, like over the head of the park.
And he'd been struggling.
Yeah.
And it felt like with those homers, it was sort of letting out of a frustration.
Yeah, a funk.
You guys think I'm not the greatest you've ever seen? Let me show you something.
They're going to get shown tonight.
Yeah. Oof.
Who's that? Mm. Who's going to get shown tonight? Oh, he did. That's what he said that night.
Oh, yeah.
The fans, the world.
Yeah.
Well done. That was a good Shohei impression, John.
Yeah.
No, I'm betting.
I was going to say, you should know the story of anybody.
They made the Brewers look like a farm club for the most part.
Well, they did.
You know, best record in baseball, just kind of went on through. And I guess tonight we'll find out, you know, who they're facing in the World Series. But these Dodgers, this is what they do. This is their time of year. And I got to think, I just got to say, my man Les Smith's up there smiling down because this is his team. And they have Shohei Ohtani absolutely gave him a historic performance in closing out the Brewers. We move on. It's a man whose name we haven't said today. He deserves it. Diego Pavia, Vanderbilt quarterback. You're not going to be blown away by the numbers. We know that about Diego now, don't we? 160 yards. He passed 4 and ran for 86 yards and 2 more touchdowns. I shorted him a passing touchdown. As Vanderbilt, did we expect this? They were favored. I think we kind of did. Vanderbilt ends up winning, beating 10th-ranked LSU. At the time, Vandy was 17. They've now moved up to that 10 spot that was once occupied by LSU. Jumped up 7 spots. They are now 6-1 for the first time in 75 years. What, 1950? It's pretty amazing stuff. And Diego Pavia, I was listening to him after the game. He struck a Heisman pose in that one. He had talked after the game, gave all the glory to God to start off personally. And of course, I love that. That's a side note. But he talked about, at one point, it was starting to become about him for himself, right? He was starting to think, okay, I'm at the center, and had to readjust his perspective and think about, you know, sort of why he's able to do things. Just a perspective that I appreciated. It sounded like a mature guy. Some, you know, Diego's got to run his mouth and talk. But he has been backing it up this season. And no, he's not even remotely close to being the favorite for the Heisman. I don't know that he should be. You know, they'll go after the Ohio State quarterback. They'll go after a tie at Alabama before they will Diego. But he's as important to his team. And the way he leads has been Heisman Trophy caliber, certainly. Shout out to him. And just the way that he's carried himself in that game. Vanderbilt only punted twice. Both times were in the fourth quarter. Shout out to Vanderbilt getting that done, further embarrassing Brian Kelly as that becomes more of a mess. And then I said it to John, you've got to do it. Patrick Mahomes in that game did something I've never seen before. It looked like they were lining up to try to draw the Raiders offside. In fact, Patrick doubled down on it and opens up, and the mics pick it up. He says, "This ish never works." And it was a trick.
Mm.
It was the ultimate disrespect because they still ran the play. A run play to pick up the first down. Now, I told John off air when Antonio Pierce was a coach of the Raiders, there was some pride out there. They'd actually knocked the Chiefs around and beat them one time on Christmas, I think it was. Pete Carroll and these Raiders have no pride. And Kansas City doing that to them is the ultimate form of disrespect. I've never seen it done. They're out there acting. That's what Mahomes did in this. Acting like it was a play just to draw them offside, trying to get him soft again, thinking, okay, this is over. We got him figured out. And you don't. Rashee Rice, you see that? Two touchdowns for him? He's back. He looked good.
Yeah, very back.
We've said it. It's been our take. Chiefs going to make the Super Bowl. That's how good they look.
Yep.
And they were playing, literally toying with the Raiders yesterday. So it's not so much for beating the Raiders 31-0, but it's the way you did it. Just complete disrespect of a joke franchise. Sorry, don't take that personally.
Yeah, remember I announced they were making the Super Bowl after they beat the
It was after that
they
penalty laden game.
They beat the Lions.
I thought it was after a loss.
Okay, maybe I said they were better than they looked.
Because you said this offense is actually coming together.
Yes.
Look how sharp they played. And that's where you kind of drew the line and said this is a team that's going to be. I don't know if you picked them Super Bowl that day, but you said they should be the favorite.
I officially did after they beat the Lions on Monday night.
The next week.
Yeah. I don't know who in the AFC is going to challenge them.
Colts, maybe.
Maybe the Colts. But, I mean, that's like, come on, it's still Daniel Jones against Mahomes. It'd be one of the craziest things ever. And then the NFC, I know people are going to try to sell me on the Eagles after they beat the Vikings.
Offense looked a lot better.
It did look better.
Yeah, I have to give to that OC. They didn't fire him. It looked like they changed up the plan.
I guess people will try to sell me on, a healthier San Francisco would be interesting.
No question.
That'd be interesting. We've seen that before, but that'd be interesting.
McCaffrey's having a great season.
Yes, he is. The Rams. You got to get Puka back. Yeah. Interesting. You know?
That's in the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah,
that's your point about AFC.
I don't really think there's much resistance in the AFC.
Chargers have let me down.
Really, really
disappointing.
After beating
KC to open, they have let
really
us down.
Really disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. Cool. That was sad to watch.
All right, that's your addition of respect, Burger.
Yeah, everybody involved with the Raiders gets a disrespect dog today.
You know what? I got to do it. I didn't want to, and reluctantly, Alex Mortensen deserves the respect, Burger.
You should do that.
We have to show them, you know, that us here in Memphis, you know, when you deal us a debilitating blow like that, we can still get up and show a level of sportsmanship that rises to a really excellent quality. Alex Mortensen, in knocking off Memphis, his first game he'd ever coached at any level of football, became the second largest upset in FBS this year, behind only UCLA's upset of Penn State, and also the largest upset in the American of a ranked team ever produced. He did it with a team that John and I said had no chance because, sure, you can give them a coaching bump. They can play hard, but they don't have enough.
Yeah.
Ran for over 200 yards on a Memphis team that had played good defense up until that game. Didn't make any sense, but Alex Mortensen deserves the love. And he got a ton from Adam Schefter and others from ESPN, obviously, as the son of Chris Mortensen. In all seriousness, great job by him having his team ready to go. His thing was, we're not letting anything pull us apart. So yeah. I got to imagine they're floating on cloud nine down there in Birmingham today around that program that looked absolutely dead when they fired Trent Dilfer earlier last week.
All right, we'll come back. Jeff Coggs is joining us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis and more. J&J.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Return FM, ESPN. Who they want? Man, who they want? Who they want? Jeff Calkins is the host of Jeff Calkins Show, columnist for the Daily Memphian. He joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. In a word, sir, how would you describe Memphis' performance against UAB on Saturday?
Well, there was only one word on the Jeff Calkins Show to use to describe that, because it followed the news that Jeffrey had a double flat tire, right, and so wasn't able to come in. And I gather it's quite a situation he has over on the side of the road, wherever he is. But, and so the obvious word was deflating. It was deflating. It was highly deflating, if I use two words. It was depressing. And it was also familiar. Those are the words I'd use.
Familiar.
How much air you still got left in you? You said you're deflated. How much juice is still in there for Tigers football and what this team can do?
I think it is a huge setback, right? I mean, it's an enormous setback. Because I was listening to you guys earlier. Sure, absolutely. If you now beat, all the teams in front of you, starting with South Florida Saturday, and then beat, Tulane and Navy, and sure, you. The problem is, do you believe you can do that? You know, it if you're capable of going on the road and losing to UAB, a UAB team that fired their coach and was starting their backup quarterback, do you really believe that team is capable of running the table like that? Now, you could look at Alabama. Alabama lost to Florida State, and they've just, rolled off four of the most impressive wins that any team has put together all season. So, whatever. I mean, none of this is impossible. The college football is crazy this season, but it just doesn't make you think that this team, particularly given we don't know what the uncertain situation of quarterback at Memphis, and then you're starting to look at, like, what do you do with it? Let's say they end up with another 2 or 3 loss season or something. Like, what are you supposed to do with that? Are you supposed to feel good about it because it's a good season? Or are you supposed to want to, slam your head against the wall because it's not, what it was supposed to be and it never quite seems to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, it's a very strange thing because, like, if this is what we have to do every time, right? Like, oh, remember how bad it used to be? It's like, I'm past that, man.
Oh, I don't buy that at all. Like, I don't buy the, be grateful because they used to stink. I don't think
there is a lot of that, though. I do. Every time Memphis loses a game like that, and they've never lost a game like that, but.
I don't hear that. I do hear, be grateful because, these are good seasons. And that is true. They are good seasons. That's the problem. Like, in the end, the coaches who are getting fired, whether it's Jay Norvell, or whether it's Billy Napier, or those coaches get fired because they're horrific seasons, right? And so you're stuck in this middle. They are good seasons. They're not good seasons because Memphis used to stink. They're good seasons. They're just – it is indisputable that he has not kept the program at this point to the level where it was. To me, that's the more relevant. It's not the Larry Porter era isn't relevant, right? But because enough time has passed, the resources are different. That was a disaster, all of that. But the Mike Norvell era is relevant, and the Justin Fuentes era is relevant. Mm-hmm. And those eras, and we've said this a million times now, both of those coaches won conference titles in a more difficult conference when Memphis had fewer in the way of resources. So why can't, you know, Ryan do it? Like, he might still be able to do it. Like, who knows? He could do it this year, but it doesn't seem likely. And so I totally get it. It's the frustration. You know, it's, and you see this occasionally. It was until the bottom fell out on James Franklin, right? It was a little bit like that with Penn State. Good, but not great. So what do you do with that, right? Obviously different because it's Penn State standards there. Or once upon a time, it was John Cooper. How good, but not great. What are you supposed to do with good, but not great? I don't know what you're supposed to do with that other than just, like, hope the next season's great.
What'd you make of the, you know, all those plays from the one and not getting in? I have a hard time blaming a freshman quarterback for a delay of game or those false starts when it feels like you went away from what you are, which is a rushing first attack, right? Silverfield, these kinds of games, that's probably a question we can never get answered on why this happens, but that part, the coaching 101, did you make any sense of that or not putting in Arrington Maiden right there? I didn't. The way they handled that, those final four plays or whatever it was from the one.
Well, it's certainly frustrating. I mean, it was, you know, someone on our show said it felt like you lost the game twice. I mean, I assumed they would score. You know, didn't you assume they'd score?
Yes, I was questioning whether you go for two, right? That's where we all were.
Yeah. Yep. And then when they got pushed back and got back to the one again, I assumed. Listen, I think it's absolutely true that it's harder to execute in those situations where you have a freshman quarterback. Not to blame him, but I believe it is.
Sure.
It is trickier. You know, do I believe they would have been more likely to score in that situation if they did not have their, you know, freshman quarterback? Yes. But in the end, three penalties, you know, in that situation, it does ultimately land with the coach because everything lands with the coach, and it's his job to send in plays that, you know, that the freshman quarterback can handle and execute appropriately. So, and to have him ready. So, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like I think it's true that had Brandon Lewis not gotten hurt, Memphis probably would have come back and won that game. But by the time his replacement took his first snap, they were down by 10.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So although I 100% think it contributed to the loss, you'd be silly to say it didn't, it doesn't excuse the loss. They were down by 10 by the time Hill took a snap. And that's not on the freshman quarterback. So
that's right.
Is it part of the story for what happened Saturday? Yes. Does it excuse what happened Saturday? Of course not.
I just told Brad to play Celebration for the winning. They think they would have probably won if Brandon Lewis had not gotten hurt. Ball.
And in fairness, I don't think I didn't hear Ryan say that.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Yeah. I didn't hear Ryan say that.
No, he didn't say that. He said he went with the old begrudging. I think I have to say this to make my fans happy. We got outcoached.
Yeah.
You know, like Penny will do that too.
Well, no, what I really hate, honestly, in terms of that is I have to do better. Like, come on, man. If you really believe you have to do better, give us one specific.
These coaches say it because they think it gets them off the hook. They're like, you know, man, if I say I got out coached, then nobody will criticize me because I already did it. I already took accountability, but it's not really accountability. Like, accountability is this. Accountability sounds like I did not have my team prepared to win this game, and that is on me completely. Like, that's accountability. It's not coming up to the podium. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Don't you think – did you see the quotes? It was in Bonner's story. Bonner, Tim Buckley, I don't know who, the Daily Memphian quoted
Tim
him
Buckley,
saying,
Frank Bonner, same guy.
Very different guys. You don't see color.
That's right. I don't.
He said, I don't know what a trap game is. I don't understand the phrase trap game. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Mm. And he talked. And because that means very clearly, isn't it? It is true that the only explanation for this loss is they did not have their eye on the ball.
That's what. That's exactly. They got trapped. That's what people who got trapped by the trap game say.
Exactly.
I don't know the trap game. Well, you're in it. You in it. You got trapped. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You got trapped, dude. It is what it is. And, you know, would it shock me if Memphis came out next week and I mean, if Brendan Lewis plays and won? Obviously not. But it doesn't sound great on that front. Although, again, with Silverfield, his leg – I wouldn't want this to happen, but his leg could have been amputated and we wouldn't know he wasn't playing until the game started.
You will not have any idea, and I don't blame them for that, you know.
They should just do like a mystery reveal, you know, like whoever it is comes down from the Raptors in like a mask, a sting mask, and then they take it off. And like, this is the quarterback.
See who's underneath there.
It could be any. Silverfield said he might play three today. He might play three quarterbacks, which, you know, he kind of sounds like he's getting defiant. You know, but again, all you have to do is beat UAB as a 23.5-point favorite, man, and we're not having this discussion.
Well, that's the other thing. I had a moment of deep sympathy for Silverfield and the staff, fleeting, when I thought to myself, isn't it too bad that you have to be perfect, that you have to be, you know, like you can't slip up once. Like, it is a taxing, demanding job when you can't, and if you're in the American, you can't slip up, right? And then I thought to myself, that would be a fine thing to say if you lost to Tulane, or if you lost to Navy, right, or even if you lost on the road to East Carolina. It is not something you can say when you lost a game as a 23-point favorite.
Exactly.
It's not. It doesn't apply. It's just a face plant.
All right, let me ask you about this before we let you go. Lane Kiffin's name is coming up for Florida. Mm-hmm. He seems to be the number one target after they fired Billy Napier. Do you think Lane should take the job?
I think probably not. And the reason is that, I mean, it's very clear, like, Lane Kiffin is everything Florida wants because he is the closest thing to Steve Spurrier, right? He wins games, scores points, and is a wise ass. You know, he talks trash. So, like, he is everything that Florida would want in a head football coach. And normally, of course, if you're at Ole Miss and you're offered the job at Florida, you take it. But in a world where you can win like you can win at Indiana, or you can win like you can win at Vanderbilt, and where the only thing that matters is your NIL budget, is it – and again, to be clear, it's still a little easier at Florida because there's more players in Florida. And yes, yeah, sure, money matters the most, but if you're a halfback and you're offered $400,000 by Ole Miss and $400,000 by Florida, and you're from Florida, you're going to go to Florida. So I don't think it's – I think it is somewhat easier to win at that level at Florida than at Ole Miss, but it's not such a difference anymore to make up for the fact that at Ole Miss, you're always going to be the guy who people are really grateful because you're just there, you know, because you elevated them. It's the same reason why Cignetti, sure, it's easier in some way to win at a higher level at Penn State, but is it enough easier in this environment to convince you to go? And I think the world has changed. It's easier, but not enough easier. And so I think you should stay at Florida. Why are you staying at Ole Miss? What do you think?
I'm actually going to write a column about this for the Daily Memphian, because I feel very strongly about this. I don't even know that it's easier when you factor in everything. I mean, when you factor in the fact that they were 29-9 from 2018 to 2020 under Dan Mullen and had a legitimate chance to make the college football playoff back when it was 4, and they still fired his ass with one false step. He had 1-5-6 season.
Well, okay, but so that's different, though. That doesn't mean it's not easier. I do believe it's easier to win a national championship, but the problem is it comes with much more pressure, much less margin for error. And so, however much easier it is to win a national championship, I think it doesn't justify the added pressure, the added misery of the expectations that come along with being at Florida or Penn State.
We agree on the second point. We do not agree on the first point. In 2025, the access for Ole Miss and Florida to win a championship is the exact same. It's the exact same. NIL.
Not the exact same. Because, no. Because in at the margin, 10% of a choice, 100%, NIL is all that matters. I agree, is the main thing that matters. But don't you think if you're after the exact same money and you're halfback from Florida, that you would go to Florida? Don't you think at the margin?
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking about
what it's easier.
If all things are equal, but this is what I'm trying to say is that if Ole Miss will come to the table with more money, like so this sort of choice of. If all things are equal, Ole Miss will make it unequal. Ole Miss will make it unequal.
Yeah, I don't think it'll make it unequal. And they can compete with Florida, and Florida was late to the NIL game. I don't think they will outspend Florida.
I mean, I would just ask you this:
as much as Florida, it's the same. There's no difference.
Ole Miss has had a top five portal recruiting class 4 years in a row. 4 years in a row, under Lane.
Yes,
Florida has not.
No, Florida is, I told you, late to the game.
Don't make excuses.
I'm not making excuses. There's no question. Neither of us know this, but if Ole Miss's NIL budget is bigger than Florida's, then I agree with you. But I don't know that. I don't know that it is.
Well, and it's certainly not going to be bigger enough.
That's the question.
We can agree on this. Where if the NIL is the same, if Florida says we'll give you this much NIL, but then Ole Miss says we'll match it, you're going to stay at Ole Miss 100%.
I think you 100%. Do because you're appreciated and the expectations are lower, and all of that.
That's right.
It's why Cignetti stayed. It's not because it's easier to win a national championship or even as easy at Indiana as it is at Penn State. It's just whatever difference there is for being Penn State. Isn't worth it.
And if the difference isn't worth it, then it doesn't matter. It's not even worth bringing up. It's not even worth talking about. It's not even worth vocalizing.
He's going to stay.
We love you, Lane. Thank you for everything you've done for our Mid-South community. We love you very much.
Love you too, Jeff.
Thank you.
See y'all, bye.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every Monday here on the show. Quality of life is the most important thing, whether that's like in the profession itself, in your life. Of course, money is what sort of underlines quality of life. The more money you have, the better quality of life you're going to have. He's going to have that at Ole Miss. So anyway, thanks to Jeff for joining us on the show. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap this up on a Monday. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.